Okay, now this is the story, The Zombie Attack. My name is Wyatt, and let's get to the story. Once there was a guy, just any normal, regular guy. He was driving one late evening, and then it turned dark. He's like, no big deal. There's like nothing going to attack me, right? But then he got a flat tire on the side of the road, and he's like, oh, so I guess I just have a flat tire, no big deal. But that's not all. Then he heard a shrieking coming from outside. Like that. And he's like, could it be zombies? He looked out his window, and yes, he saw a bloody leg walking towards him. Yeah, that could go so in nightmares. And then, but where was the other leg? He looked up still a little, and then he saw a bloody remains of a leg nub. And then he's like, it is zombies. I need to get attacked. I'm under attack. And so he went to the back of his van, and then he pressed a button as hard as he could. His van turned into a space station. But it was like a scientist's lab on wheels. And he pulled out his stun gun and his killing gun. Then he's like, prepare to battle. And then he opened a special hatch. That was a robot hatch. And his robot Foggy came flying out. And he's like, what is your need, sir? And then he's like, I'm under attack by zombies. Go, go, go. Then he opened a bunch of other hatches up, and a lot of other robots came flying out of the back doors, and pew, 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 psh, zombie versus robot, zombie versus human, battle, who will win? It turns out the zombies won. He enslaved the robots and humans, but then, dun-dun-dun-dun, the humans broke out of the zombie lair with the zombies right on their tail. Who will escape first? Dun-dun-dun-dun. It was so close, the humans got away, but then they were hiding in his van. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, I'm going to get all of that too. But then he sent his robots out to fix the tire. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Who will win? But then his robot got blown up, so he just had to figure he had to stay out in the van. The end.